I'm speaking with Lenora Atkins of the Chickahominy Tribe. Lenora, you grew up in Charles City County.
Correct.
And your father, I knew your late father as the chief of the Chickahominy Tribe, Leonard Atkins. What was it like growing up with your father as one of the leaders of the Chickahominy Tribe?
Well, of course, I didn't see him necessarily as the leader because he was my daddy, you know, and I was very close to him. I knew how to do lots of things with the tractor, with the truck, you know, things such as that, because I hung out with Daddy.
So you had a farm?
Yes. We had a farm that was my grandfather's. That's the home that my mother resides in at this time. It was actually my grandparents. My father's parents had built that home in the early 1900s.
Well, I am fortunate because I knew your father. And I think he was a wonderful man and an excellent leader. Did you feel any kind of pressure on you as the daughter of one of the tribal leaders? Or what was that like?
Not at all. Mama and Daddy have always been people to set examples, and they set examples both for me and my brothers. In terms of like education, they never told us that we would go beyond high school to get an education. They just set the example. They were going to school, so I assumed that's what everyone did. You know, after high school, you go to college and then you get a job and, you know, make your contribution to the community, things such as that. And I grew up with parents who were givers not only of our tribal community, but our community at large, as well as our church.
I think they're very traditional in that way. Maybe talk a little bit more about your dad and education.
As you know, the racial integrity law of the Commonwealth of Virginia prevented my parents from getting a college education in the Commonwealth of Virginia. As a result, though, they attended Bacon College, which at that time was Bacon High School and Junior College in Muskogee, Oklahoma.
That's pretty far away.
Yes, pretty far away. And the unique thing about Daddy is he had served in World War II before he went to complete high school. He took the GED and placed out of high school, if you will, and then started the junior college in Bacon, and ironically, he and his cousin Mohawk ended up being co-valedictorians of their junior college class.
That's pretty special.
Right.
Is that where he met your mother, or did they grow up in Charles City County?
They grew up in Charles City County, same community. Mama said she always thought Daddy's family was rich because Grandpa had a big farm truck and he would take produce to Richmond each week. So she just knew that they were rich because they had a truck and they'd go to Richmond, you know, things such as that.
What are the responsibilities of the chief, from your perspective?
Being a citizen of the Chickahominy Tribe, I see my leadership as looking out for the best interest of all the people of the tribe and not just themselves. They are to be my representative in other events, whether native or non-native, definitely in the relationships with state leadership, and then take that to the next level to federal leadership, and then representatives with among all the other sovereign nations in the United States.
It sounds like a lot of diplomatic work.
Exactly. Diplomatic, plus having a vision, having wisdom, you know, those qualities that are so very important. Being a person of integrity, being above reproach. Some of the qualities that you would want in any leadership, whether it's at a local, state, or federal level.
Does the chief make the decisions for the tribe himself or herself?
For the most part, there's a governing body, our chief and tribal council, and together they reach agreements that are for the good of the people. But they also share that with the people, our tribal meetings.
How do you become chief? Is that a family lineage?
For the Chickahominy people, it is an elected position, very similar to how we elect our president, but it is an elected position.
So every 4 years?
Every 4 years, correct.
Any special stories that you can remember that were kind of unusual? I think you told me about your father going to the White House at some point.
Correct. He and Chief Oliver Adkins, who was chief prior to Daddy, were able to go to the White House in the early 60s to meet with President Kennedy. And they actually took an Indian doll baby to Caroline. And my dad was very excited because Caroline had a pony named Macaroni. So Daddy was very curious as to where Macaroni was when they went to the White House. He looked out. He said in the Rose Garden, but he didn't see Macaroni anywhere.
That's a great story. Was there any particular reason for going to the White House? Anything?
It was some of the other tribal leaders throughout the U.S. that were meeting there. I don't know all of the specifics. I was, of course, much too young.
Little.
Right.
But I think, as I recall talking to some people, there were some trips to Europe. Was it the 1980s?
That's correct.
Did you go on those?
I did. 1988 and 1990. There was representatives from the tribes, not only, the first trip was not only the representatives of Virginia tribes, but also some of the tribes in North Carolina that participated in a cultural event in Nice. And then in 1990, another cultural event, but made up of other tribal representatives.
How about, for those who are listening, tell us a little about the history of the Chickahominy tribe, just very, very briefly. Your center, your tribal center is in Charles City County. Is that your traditional location?
Not too far away from where we were originally. Originally, our folks were around the Jamestown area, mm-hmm. So when the English arrived in 1607, you know, our ancestors, the Chickahominy ancestors, were there.
Obviously, the Chickahominy River.
Correct.
And your people share the same name.
Correct.
So were originally you living along the river there, do you think?
Yes, very between the James and the Chickahominy Rivers. And that particular area, you know, has been home to us for a long time. You know, there was a time, however, when most of the tribes migrated maybe over in the Northern Neck region, you know, that particular area, Tappahannock, region, but we're not very far from Jamestown now, so we consider our ancestral land.
In terms of numbers, it's my understanding the Chickahominy tribe currently, present day, is quite large. Is that correct?
In comparison to the size of the other tribes in the Commonwealth, you know, 1,200 to 1,500 people, and when you look historically, that we've had contact with the English since 1607, that is significant to us.
Absolutely.
That we survived not only the contact with the English, but all of the other things that transpired, you know, all of the wars that have transpired between, 1607 and 2006, which we're speaking now, you know, we were able to survive that.
When I came to Virginia, in 1993, actually, and wanted to begin learning about the Virginia tribes, often people would say to me, well, if you want to really know about us, you need to know about our churches.
Well, when you look at our churches, you will find our people, and most of the tribes in the Commonwealth are Baptist. We do have a Methodist and Episcopalian. The Nansemonds are Methodist, and the Monacans are Episcopalian. So, you know, the Chickahominies, being Baptist, most of us, we have a church in our community, a Baptist church in our community. Some are named, you know, carry the tribal name, and others do not.
What's the name of the church in your community?
Samaria Baptist Church.
So is the membership predominantly?
Correct.
Chickahominy tribal members?
Yes, it is.
How
it
has that relationship with Samaria Baptist Church been important for your people? Is it just a recent, or the last in 19th century or 20th century?
Well, being a people of faith, and we look at that through the ages, you know, we have been a people of faith, and our churches have been able to build that faith even more. At Bacon College that I spoke of is an American Baptist university affiliation. So, you know, the children in Virginia that went to school in Bacon, it was always noted that they knew so much about the Bible. They knew a lot about the scriptures. And that's because the children, it was ingrained in them by their parents, by their grandparents. I know in my own family, my grandmother on my mother's side was truly a woman of faith. You know, she had 16 children, and Mama said there were many times when Grandma didn't know, you know, if Grandpa would have, you know, money to bring home or bring food home for the family. So it was truly her faith that produced, you know, a neighbor bringing milk and bringing flour. So Grandma made biscuits. So then they would have another meal. You know, and then seeing my mom's faith the same way. So, you know, our churches have just been so much a part of who we are. And it helps establish some of, you know, our personal integrity. You know, it's based on a lot of the biblical principles.
And did the church help with education, a kind of secular education as well?
Definitely the church building did, and there was a period of time when there was actually no distinction between the church and the school, for Samaria School and then Samaria Baptist Church. When there wasn't enough room to house all the grades in the school building, they were allowed to use the church, you know, to have classrooms for the children. And some of those same people that were very actively involved in seeing that children got an education were actively involved in church as well.
So would you say it's then very, very possible to practice Christianity and feel that one is a traditional native culture?
Oh, absolutely. You know, first of all, we all have the same Creator, and that has been laid out for us, you know, in the Scriptures. And part of that charge of creation is we're to be guardians over everything that flies in the air, everything that swims in the ocean, everything that crawls and walks on the ground. We're to be dominions over that. We're to be the guardians. And that's who we are as a people. That's very cultural as well. And knowing what our purpose is very, very important for us to carry out the plan.